Greetings to shortwave listeners around the world, no matter where you may be. You are tuned to the Australian DX Report, coming to you from Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. This is Bob Padula on behalf of the Electronic DX Press Radio Monitoring Association with another roundup of shortwave station news concerning world broadcasting. And a reminder that all times, days and dates in our programs are in UTC.
Opening our program this time is our usual information from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia, concerning solar activity. The IPS reports that solar activity continues to be classified as low. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has dropped to 105, it's 105, and the equivalent daily smooth sunspot number has fallen to 54. Now those figures represent very low solar activity and they're not expected to change in the immediate future. So high frequency propagation will continue to be rather unreliable on darkness or semi-darkness paths on long distances. That's multi-hop propagation on frequencies above about 14 megahertz. But propagation on those frequencies above about 40 megahertz on daylight paths over long circuits, long distance circuits, will be quite reliable. Now, some monitoring results made here in Melbourne recently. This time we look at the 41 meter band, 7 megahertz band, the top end of this band, which has been noted with surprising activity in the post-sunrise period here in Melbourne between 1900 and 1930. And here's a summary of signals noted in that time period. On 7305, China Radio International from the Issoudun, France relay station in Romanian, and 7315 China Radio International in Albanian from the Kashi site in China, and some more CRI frequencies, 7335 in Portuguese from the Yinhua site, 7350 in French from Urumqi, 7360 from Serik in Albania in French, and 7365 from Beijing in Portuguese. A Portuguese program also noted on 7405 from Zian, and the program in Czech on 7415, that's from the Urumqi station, and 7440 China Radio International in Hungarian from the Xi'an site. So quite a number of outlets for China Radio International broadcasting mainly programming to Europe in the 1900 to 1930 time period. Now some other services heard in that band. 7580 Radio Fardar, the IBB station from Washington, broadcasting in Persian from the Ranavilla, Sri Lanka relay station. 7570, the Voice of Korea from Pyongyang in Spanish. And 7560, Radio Ashna, IBB station from Udorn in Thailand, broadcasting in Dari. 7550, All India Radio from Delhi in French. And another frequency for Radio Fardar, also from Ranavilla in Sri Lanka, is 7520. And 7480, The Voice of America from Ranavilla in English. And 7470, Radio Liberty from Ranavilla in the Tatar Bashkir language. And 7460, The Voice of America from Udorn in Thailand in Korean. And 7450 radio station Makedonius in Greece, the national network station broadcasting in Greek. And 7430 radio Romania International in Romanian. And 7380 the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran in French to signing off at 1930. And 7575, the BBC from the Cyprus relay station in Arabic. So that was a summary of some signals noted recently here in Melbourne in our post-sunrise period between 1900 and 1930. Good reception in the top end of the 41 metre band. Now, some news about international broadcasting stations, particularly for frequency changes, and frequency alterations are being made almost weekly by some stations to avoid interference and to try and combat the low sunspot activity or low solar activity. Now, media broadcast from Germany, station known as Radio Joystick in German. The schedule is 1100 to 1200. It's relayed by the Issedon France transmitting site on 7330 and 1100 to 1200 and quite good reception in Europe. Now the American religious station, the Overcomer Ministries, carrying Brother Stair English programming, 1300 to 1400 is a new frequency from Trincomalee in Sri Lanka, 15370 to Southeast Asia. Now that is a new transmission time. It replaces the former 1100 to 1300 when the service was on 15565. Now a non-schedule, this time Radio Biafra in London, the Institute of London, broadcasting in African languages in English. Program has been cancelled, 1900 to 2000. It was using 11830 from Werktaktel in Germany. Now the Bible Voice Broadcasting Network, some new transmissions. 1715 to 1745 using 9810 from Werktaktel on Fridays to Near and Middle East. 1830 to 1900. On 9850 from Nauen to East Africa on Sundays, and the same frequency, 1830 to 1930 on Fridays to East Africa. That's some frequency changes for Bible Voice Broadcasting. Now Deutsche Welle, frequency change for DW in the Urdu language transmission. 1430 to 1500, the new frequency is 15360 from the Singapore relay station. That replaces 17860 and broadcasting to West Asia. A frequency change for Radio France International in the Pashto language. 1430 to 1500, the new frequency is 21580 from the Usudan transmitting site to Western Asia. It replaces 15360 and it's in parallel with 17850. Now Radio Pakistan is reported to be currently on the air again using two shortwave transmitters. The program in English is a short program between 1700 and 1710 and that's on the air 1700 to 1900 on 9560 to Western Europe, and same time period on 11570 to Western Europe. There's also an English news bulletin between 0905 and 0910 and 1100 to 1105, and that's broadcast on 15725 to Western Europe in parallel with 17700 to Western Europe. So some frequency changes and an extra transmission has been brought online for Radio Pakistan. Now, the the political broadcasting station Voice of Tibet in Chinese. The latest schedule appears to be 1200 to 1230 on 11525 from Dushanbe, which replaces a program in Tibetan, and that's to East Asia. Previous services 1300 to 1330 on 7553 and 1330 to 1400 on 7557 appear to be off the air. So some frequency changes there for various broadcasters. Now another station is in Georgia, Radio Abkhazia in the Abkhaz language. Noted in Europe by Radio Bulgaria Monitoring, 0656 to 0816 on 9535 from the Sudkhani relay station, non-directional to Central Asia. And the report indicates that shortwave transmissions are very irregular on Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays. And a news bulletin in Russian was heard between 0800 and 0816. Now, some information from the High Frequency Coordination Committee, the ITU body. The HFCC has joined UNESCO as a partner for the celebration of the World Radio Day. The contribution by HFCC to the celebrations has tried to highlight some unique features of international broadcasting delivery, including shortwave radio. There are also distinct humanitarian aspects of this part of the media that can reach across the digital divide to the marginalised societies. And further information about the shortwave service, the HFCC is at their website, which is hfcc.org.
And that's all in our program this time. So this is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, wishing you all good listening. Thanks for being with us. Good DX and goodbye for now. See you soon.